This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Bets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. Okay, you know, going to the dentist is not my favorite thing, but I do it, along with all that dental stuff you have to do for people, right? And then for your dog and your cat, you have to do dental care as well. It's just as important, but brushing a dog's teeth is not easy. It's always a challenge. And brushing a cat's teeth, for me, it's kind of impossible, maybe when you start them as kittens. But my guest and his hygienist developed a product for your dog and for your cat that brushes their teeth. It's incredible. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to welcome Dr. Ellen Coopersmith and also give credit to Natalie Bissett. So Dr. Ellen Coopersmith is a dentist, but for people, and Natalie Bissett is a dental hygienist for people. So the reason I say for people is because you both developed a product called ChewMate for dogs and for cats, but you're a dentist for people. So how did this come about? But before we get into this, I'm assuming you have dogs and cats, right?
That's correct. We have a dog.
You have a dog. Okay. So why is it, as you know, a pet parent, you know, and as a dentist, you know, why is it so important that we take care of our fur babe's teeth? We don't have to get into people's teeth. If you guys don't know this by now, why you should take care of your teeth, this is not a show for that. You should know better. But let's talk about the fur babes. Why is it so important to take care of their teeth?
Well, thank you, Michelle, for inviting me onto your podcast. And it's a real pleasure and an honor to be here. So it's so important to take care of your dog or cat's teeth, just as it is for your baby, for your humans and dogs and cats, our family. And it's really interesting to know that the exact same process that happens in humans also happens in dogs and cats. And it's the dental plaque that is the source of the infection. And when I say infection, what happens is the mouth and the heart and the rest of your body are all connected. And the bacteria that's inside the plaque gets through the inflamed gum tissue if you leave it there for a long time, both in dogs, cats, and humans. And that bacteria ends up invading into the inflamed gum tissue, goes into the circulation, and that spreads all over your body and it affects everything. So after 45 years of teaching and practicing dentistry, I can tell you that the most important thing that you can do for your dog or your cat's oral health and overall health and heart health is to brush its teeth. Problem is they hate to have their teeth brushed. And that's how we got into this business, because we got a dog 8 years ago, and we understand as being a dentist and a hygienist, we understand how important it is. So we're struggling with our dog when he was even a little puppy, and we were trying to brush his teeth and he hated it. So we figured there had to be a better way. That was our aha moment. And we spent 3 years of research and development. in applying a technology that we used initially for humans and came out with a product for humans. And then we completely redesigned it and our focus, because a dog and cat's teeth are a lot different, but the process is the same. And that's why we decided to make a toy that not only brushes, but also flosses a dog or a cat's teeth as they chew and play.
Okay, so let's go back a step. So a lot of people with dogs, and I say that with dogs, they probably take their dogs in for dental cleanings at the vet more than cats, although cats should be taken in too. And it is not like a people dentist, a human dental cleaning. It's not an inexpensive, let's check everything. It's a big deal, as you probably know, being a pet parent. You know, blood work, because they have to go under anesthesia, yada, yada, yada. But besides the cleaning, you still have to keep their teeth cleaned on a regular basis. Is that kind of like related to, you know, people? You get your dental cleaning, but you still have to maintain between cleanings?
It's exactly the same thing, but the more plaque you clean off, when it starts off, it's really creamy and mushy, and you can wipe it off very easily, even with your wiper or a finger or a toothbrush, which is the best thing to use. But what happens after time, it calcifies. The salts from the saliva calcify this plaque and make it really hard and fixes onto the teeth. And when it's that, when it forms into that tartar, then the dentist has to, or the vet has to remove it from the tooth. So if you get rid of it when it's soft, then you'll never develop tartar and you'll never have to have a dental cleaning. We're talking about pets. For humans, they're much more cooperative. So it isn't a problem. We don't have to put the human to sleep every time we want it to clean its teeth.
Right. So the hard plaque, that's when your dentist is scraping your teeth, like just really scraping.
Exactly. That hard plaque is called tartar.
When we look at cleaning your pup's teeth, as you mentioned, it's always a challenge. I know for Mr. Z, who's now in doggy heaven, I started as a puppy. I used the finger thing, almost got my finger bit. Then as I would brush his teeth, he would try to lick the toothbrush. Did you experience this with your puppy?
Yes, absolutely. You know, the best way to try and get to brush your dog's teeth is to start off when they're a puppy, make it fun. And after all, there are many things that we do when you think about it that are difficult. I mean, we clip their nails, and because we know we just have to do it. So you just have to do it, and you start off at like anything, teaching him, encouraging him, reinforcing good behavior. And eventually, if you really persist, you'll be able to do it. And if you can, it's the single best thing that you can do.
Okay, let's talk about the Chewmate. Now, you said you developed something for people first, then you went on for dogs.
Right.
So let's talk about how it works for dogs, because you have two really cool videos on your website that I'm old school here. I should call them reels, right? Or something, whatever they're calling them these days. But there are two videos and it shows how it flosses and how it brushes. It's always challenging on radio to give a visual, but I think you could do it.
Sure. I would love to. So what makes our, it's actually called a treat brush because it combines a treat with a toothbrush and a flosser and a treat dispenser, and you can fetch it and you can pull it and play with it too. So the dogs can actually have a good time while they're brushing and flossing their teeth. But what makes our product unique and stand out over anything else, it has two components, which are on our website under how it works. And you can see real time how a dog's tooth, when it goes through what we call our little oblong slots, that we call them floss slots, that they're dimensioned exactly to fit a dog's tooth. Unlike a human's tooth or any other's tooth, they have a specific form. And when the dog bites our chew toy, then what happens is the dog's tooth penetrates through this floss slot, and it's like a squeegee that cleans the tooth 360 degrees all around the tooth. And then they have these natural rubber bristles, next to it that when the dog's tooth misses the slot, then the rubber bristles actually clean and scrape the gums and the tongue, which also has to be cleaned as well.
Okay, thank you for explaining. So there's also a place in the chewmate to put a treat.
Exactly.
So we'll talk about that in a minute, because you can put a dental treat inside, and I have a question for that. But before we get to that, what makes chewmate different than what else is out there? And not in talking about the dental treats. We're going to get to that after. That's my second question. But
right,
with what's out there, because there are a lot of dental chew toys out there.
There are, absolutely.
Mostly rope or some kind of string so that it goes in between the teeth.
Right. There are a lot of toys, both plastic, rubber, natural rubber, and rope. And the trick is to find something that has a rough surface and has lots of little bumps on it. But most importantly, it's important to find a toy that no matter how the dog bites into it, it's going to clean its teeth. And our product is specifically designed that way, to clean all around the either football shape or the bone shape. No matter how the dog bites, it's going to clean its teeth.
And by football and bone shape, those are the two shapes you have of the chewmate, a football shape and a bone shape.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And then we'll ask about the cat in the next half. So now let's talk about the dental treat, because you recommend putting a treat inside to encourage the dog to chew on the chewmate.
There's a concept called multifunctionality. So why settle for something that only does one function? Once you're treating a dog, it may as well have some sort of what we classify as a nutraceutical effect. So something that will benefit the dog in an additional way, rather than just give them a sticky substance, which is going to stick on its teeth and cause cavities rather than eliminate it. So there are treats out there. They do reduce the amount of plaque up to about 10 to 18% only, but it's still beneficial. So once you're giving them the treat, you may as well give them something that will benefit them. And we recommend that a dental treat.
Okay, great. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Gifts for my pets. Sparkle and love. Under the tree. From heaven above. Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams. Without a care.
Elevate your cat's eating experience. With the Cat Tree Tray, the Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and is conveniently located on the cat tree. Go to cattreetray.com. Bring home a luxury French Bulldog from the world-famous Tom King's Kennel. Premium French Bulldogs from excellent European bloodlines. Superior puppy care and lifetime health guarantee for your perfect companion. Use code TOMKINGSMAGIC for a magical holiday discount. Visit TomKingsKennel.com and find your perfect Frenchie today. Your pets will be over the moon with sparkly jewelry from Over the Moon Jewelry. Beautiful handcrafted matching jewelry for you and your pet. Wire-wrapped, beaded contemporary necklaces, bracelets, and charms. Go to OverTheMoonJewelry.com.
Gifts for my pets. Joy in the air. Unwrapping dreams without a care.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Dr. Alan Cooper-Smith, he and his partner, Natalie Bissett, who is a dental hygienist, created Chewmate. So, how would you advise getting your dog used to using Chewmate? Because, I mean, some dogs, they're into everything. They're, you know, you put the treat in, they're on it, and that's a lure. But some of them are just anything new, they're a little timid. And also, what sizes does the Chewmate come in?
That's a great question. So the bone, because they're scientifically designed and they're designed to fit the appropriate size dog's teeth. So all the measurements and all the size qualifications are written on the packaging. The bone is under 25 pounds for the small bone for small dogs and puppies. You know, the toys and the little guys under 25 pounds. And over 25, it's pounds, then it's the large bone. And in the ball, we have three different size categories, under 20 pounds, 20 to 50, and over 50, because the anatomy of the mouth of the dog is different in different size dogs. And that's why we had to come up with three different sizes of footballs.
Okay. What about durability?
That's a great question. So we have a choice. There's only two basic categories of materials that we can use for chew toys. Some are plastic and some are natural rubber. The natural rubber tend to be the most durable that there are. And, you know, our logo has a tooth and a heart on it because they're connected for life, the tooth and heart. And we always say we believe in a healthy mouth, a healthy heart, and also a healthy planet. So we really don't feel supplying plastic. And that's why all our products are natural rubber wherever possible.
Thanks. And I didn't forget, I did ask you something. And then I got so excited, I jumped to the durability question after you answered. What is a good way to get your dog used to using ChewMate?
Same thing, same process, introducing any new toy to your dog. Make it fun, make it exciting, play with it a little bit. Most dogs will grab it and play with it immediately, even if you don't put a treat inside. But some dogs are a little more finicky, and they're a little older, and they're less enthusiastic. So put in their favorite treat, whatever it is. Make sure you put it right into the middle, because that's where you want them to bite, not so much at the ends. And present it to them, play with it, and they'll do the rest. They'll floss and brush their teeth all day long.
Okay, thanks. Let's talk about cats, because at the time of our show, it's not out yet, but it is developed and going to be shipping by the time the show airs. So what made you decide? Well, probably I'm betting it's consumer demand, because there's a lot of dog owners out there, but we have more cats. So there's more people have dogs, but the number of cats is greater because most people have two or more. I only have three. I've heard as many as 20. Three is plenty. But what made you decide, you know what, we really should do something for cats?
There was really a need. Cats, you know, we were just at Super Zoo, and we had a terrific show. And we told people cat is where it's at, because cats are so neglected as far as oral hygiene. There's so few things out there. At least with dogs, you know, there's a lot of different products, enzymes and probiotics and wipes and treats and everything, but not so much for cats. So we studied the cat's dentition like we did with the dogs, and we came up with a perfect solution, which is crisscross floss strands on the outside. A cat will normally carry its prey by the tail. So we use the tail as the functional part of our toy, so that when the cat bites into it, it actually flosses its teeth all the way around, these teeny little pointy teeth, and it goes inside a little plush, which then cleans it even more. And it has a treat as well that you can put. There's also coming out now very soon, a cat dental treat that you can put into this little basket as well.
Oh, that's a great idea. Did you actually look in a cat's mouth and check?
Oh, yes. You studied.
Yeah, see, I'm just, that's where my head went, because I'm thinking, how in the world? Although one of my cats is Chill, Dennis. I could possibly do that. But the other two, I'd be clawed up for, it would be terrible. How did you manage to do that?
Well, you just give them the cat. You just give them the cat. You know, there's first of all, there's a lot of models out there now, a lot of virtual models too that you can study. You can actually go inside the mouth, look around, and come back out again. But you actually have a specific tooth for every specific area of the cat's mouth. They have their incisors, they have their molars and premolars, just like dogs and humans.
So you essentially used AI in a sense.
Well, no, but we also have actual physical models that we use, as well as cats, because we did a lot of testing, and we have a lot of videos of cats who are playing with it and biting it and chewing it and holding it, and every time they do that, they clean their own teeth.
One of my cats, Molly, loves to chew string, so I'm wondering if she's hinting.
Yeah, no, for sure. She would be perfect. She would be perfect for it. And there's some cats, they have a condition called pica, where they actually chew a lot. They chew everything. They destroy things like aggressive dogs do.
Yeah, I have cats that do other things, like forget there's a litter box, even though we have more than enough. But that's another story. So the other thing that makes me excited that you have a product for cats is, you know, cats are stoic creatures. I just went to the vet for one of my cats, and they were suggesting all kinds of things to do, from x-rays. And anytime you do something, even an x-ray on your fur babe, it's scary. But he also pointed out, you know, let's look at the mouth. And I thought, oh yeah, that's where it all starts. But given why it's important for cats is they're stoic creatures. So you don't often know there's a problem until you either physically see something or it's almost to the point of no return.
Michelle, that's such a smart statement that you made, because in fact, 80% of dogs and 70% of cats over the age of 2 already have dental disease. And hardly none of the pet parents know about it. They don't even realize
it. I believe it. You have to be diligent on your dental care. Here's a question for you, because I could just imagine, having done so many of these shows, what my listeners might say. What do you say to those people that, and I know you're a dentist for humans, but you've done clearly a lot of research on Chewmate. Some people out there like to give their dogs, and this might be old school thought, but hoofs or bones as a way to keep their dog's teeth, you know, nice and white and plaque free. What have you, in your research, did you come across this?
And antlers and all sorts of stuff.
Right.
You know, you have to be really careful with those extra hard items, because they break the dog's teeth.
They do. I have that happen.
Many, many times. And it's a terrible thing, because the reason they're giving them something that strong is because they're usually aggressive chewers and they destroy most other chew toys. But there are chew toys today. Ours is pretty good. It's not really indicated for super aggressive dogs, but because we have to make the rubber soft enough so that when the dog's tooth penetrates, it doesn't break the tooth. So that's what we chose to do. But the hoofs and the antlers and things like that, although they have durability, they also have liability, because it tends to break dogs' teeth.
And I had that happen years ago and had to go. I lived in Los Angeles. The only doggy dentist was in Beverly Hills. I'm not going to even tell you what it cost. So I learned my lesson.
Well, we know the best way any pet parent not only treat for the health of the dog or the cat, but the best way to save money at the vet is brush the dog's teeth or give him a Chewmate, a treat brush by Chewmate. Do everything. It's a collaborative effect. Everybody has to work together. The pet parent has to do what they have to do. The vet and frequent vet visits are very important to catch things when they're small and can be fixed easily. And the cooperation of everybody together and the knowledge of how to prevent it, that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. Can you give us any hints on what you'd like to do for the future?
Yes, actually. We have a lot of things in the planning, in the advanced planning stage. We have a new kind of toothbrush to brush the dog's teeth. We have partnerships with a bunch of treat companies, and we have a whole onslaught of products to make oral hygiene fun and easy so that more people will actually dedicate themselves to providing it from the pet, because the pet can't take care of their own teeth. We have to give them something so they can brush and floss their own teeth rather than even trying and brush their teeth. So we have a lot of stuff coming out, and we're really excited because dental disease, although it's the most prevalent disease in the entire world affecting dogs and cats and humans, it is the most preventable with better oral hygiene. So if we can provide pet parents and vets with the latest in technology to make oral care easy, affordable, and fun, more people will dedicate themselves to doing it, and it'll be a better world for everybody.
Exactly. So thank you for sharing all of that.
The most important thing is the connection of the mouth with the rest of the body. The World Health Organization today, this year, declared oral health to be the most important focus that they're going to be placing on. And when it's preventable, and it is preventable, if pet parents participate, then it will really create a profound improvement in oral hygiene and the health and the longevity of the pet, because we all want our pets to live forever.
Exactly. Where can people buy ChewMate?
So a number of places. They can buy it on getchewmate.com and hear more about our story and watch the actual mechanism of how it works. Very few people, I don't know of any other dental toy that actually shows in real time how effective it is. Everybody says it's effective, but we show it. And it's also on Amazon and a lot of the all of the other platforms, both pets and other platforms as well.
Your website is great. You have the videos that show how it works. You have all the products that are there. You have a gorgeous picture of you and your hygienist.
My hygienist wife.
Right, Natalie. And I can't wait to see what comes up next. Dental care is important. If you don't like going to the dentist as a human, you need to go. You need to do your checkups. You need to do the same for your fur babe. It's not the funnest thing, but we need to keep our teeth and, you know, be a good pet parent, brush their teeth, you're get ChewMate. Is there anything else you wanted to add, Dr. Allen?
The only thing is that dental oral care can be fun, easy, and affordable. And so more people would do it. And we encourage everybody really to concentrate, because we love our pets. And the easiest, best single thing that you can do for them is, if you're not going to brush their teeth, give them a ChewMate. And let them watch them play and brush and floss all day long.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And thank you for thinking of the cats, because my other show is Catitude. It's not a product show, though, but you know what cat's mouth look like with those pointy teeth. I mean, you don't even have to come close sometimes to get nicked by them. And there's a lot of bacteria in their mouth.
Exactly.
Especially cats.
Exactly.
A slight little puncture can result in possibly your arm swelling up and getting amputated if you don't take care of things. Actually, yes. Happened to a holistic groomer, almost.
Yeah, there's something called cat scratch disease that people can get. But you mentioned groomer, and that's terrific, because, you know, when you bring your dog or cat to the groomer, ask the groomer. Many groomers now are brushing the cat's or dog's teeth. And that's a great service to be able to provide.
Right. But we want the pet parent to do it at home all the time.
Absolutely.
It is good for the groomer to do it if they can, you know. And even though, sorry, the dentist is not my favorite place. I get nervous. But I do it all. I have my
good
floss, I have my water pick.
You know what? They're all good. The most important thing that you can do as a human for your oral health is to clean between your teeth.
Yes.
That's where the worst bacteria hide. And that's the focus of infection. That's where the infection goes into your bloodstream, is from between your teeth.
Trust me, I wish I had better oral hygiene as a kid. And I grind my teeth in my sleep, so I wear a night guard too. Something without helping. You don't know you're doing it. But I do the whole thing now. My partner wants me to find a a water pick that's quieter because he said it's too noisy. So that's my next search. But thank you again so much for coming on Best Bets for Pets. I wish you amazing success. And I'm so sorry for your loss. Thank you for still continuing on with this, even though it's been a difficult day for you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want to thank Dr. Alan Cooper-Smith for coming on Best Bets for Pets and sharing such fantastic information on the ChewMate and on dental hygiene as well. And hey, us humans got a bonus. We learned a little bit for ourselves too, but also the importance of brushing your dog and cat's teeth. Get a ChewMate. I am going to make sure my cat crew has a sampling. I did test out the dog ChewMate with my dog testers, and they went crazy for it. And the owners noticed a difference after just a week. Some of you might notice a difference sooner, but I really recommend it. Very reasonably priced, in my opinion. So please share to check out getchewmate.com so you can get a ChewMate for your dog and make it easier for you to brush your dog's teeth and, of course, for your cats. I want to thank my cat crew, Dennis, Charlotte, and Molly. They'll be soon testing the cat version. At the time they're recording, it's not yet on the market, but it will be by the time our show is available for all you guys listening. I want to thank everyone that's listening to Best Bets for Pets. I so appreciate your listenership. This show has been rocking it for, 14 years. Wow. So thank you so much. And of course, this show wouldn't be near as fabulous to listen to without the magic of my producer, Mark Winter. Thank you, Mark. And hey, remember, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.